I'd like to bring in Rob Powell, Managing Director of UK-based recycling export specialist Miro Logistics, who is fresh from a meeting of the UK Recycling Association. Hello, Rob. How are recycling exporters in the UK feeling right now? I'm suspecting well treated by container lines is not the phrase you're going to give me.
No. Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on. The industry has been hit hard, at least temporarily, whilst the potential, what's seen as a correction, filters through the freight costs. Some shippers have been caught with thousands, some with literally hundreds of thousands of dollars of unexpected charges from the transition charges around the Cape in Africa, avoiding the Suez. The recycled commodities industry, it's a pretty dynamic industry. What happens is that contracts are made on a monthly basis for shipment the following month. Shipping lines tend to know this. They price their export shipping accordingly in the same way, in parallel with how these contracts are made. In this case, it's particularly troubling because most of the contracts were made in December, around about mid-December, for shipments moving out in January. To be hit on the 21st and 22nd of December with surcharges which were kicking in on the 1st of January was unexpected and in a lot of cases quite devastating. I'll give you one example. We had one particular client who had booked with us 30 containers loading in between Christmas and New Year. That particular shipping line notified us on the afternoon of the 21st of December, which is too late to change the arrangements. They don't want to let down the load point. They can't let down the sales contract. Those 30 containers cost them $30,000. The actual base freight of the container in the first place was $700, which increased to $1,700. These margins are quite low. They rely on high volume of containers, and they also work on very low margins.
So not a great Christmas then. What sort of volumes are we talking about with some of these members of the UK Recycle Association or with your own business?
Well, recyclables account for approximately 40% of loaded containers leaving the UK. So you can imagine the sort of volumes that are involved here. Exporters move anything from one container from anything up to 150, 200 containers per week. But the volumes are significant.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.